Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Getting a little early start this morning, a lot going on today. And so whether you're catching this live or sometime later, welcome and thank you for joining me. This week we're going to be looking at a section of scripture, the introduction of Paul's letter to the first letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and looking specifically at the topic of being thankful for one another. As I wrote this out, when I talk about being thankful for one another, there are probably some people that come to mind for most of us almost immediately. But what about those others? The ones that don't come to mind, the ones that, well, you have a tough time being thankful for. God's instruction isn't that we be thankful for those we like. It isn't that we be thankful for the people we know really well. It isn't that we be thankful for those that are our friends. It's to be thankful for one another. And today we're going to look specifically at being thankful for God's grace in others. Paul writes the introduction, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 2 and 3. He says, to the church of God in Corinth, but it's not just to them. He says, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all of those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's kind of the intro for the week. Talking about with those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord. But today I want to focus in specifically on verse 4. Out of 1 Corinthians 1, he says, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. When you think about being thankful, and specifically about those that you are thankful for and those that you're not thankful for, oftentimes it has to do with, well, what you've received, how you perceive the relationship, any benefit that you might get out of the relationship, any encouragement, any strength. Paul wrote to the Philippians and he said that if you have any of these things in Christ, and you do, well, then you ought to have them with one another, with those around you who are also in Christ, who also receive the comfort, the encouragement, the benefit of belonging to God. And Paul kind of gets to that here when he says he thanks God because of his grace in you. When we begin to think of God's grace, we recognize and we ought to continually pay attention to the fact that it's not an earned attribute. It's a free gift. It's God's gift extended toward us. And while we enjoy God's grace in our life, we sometimes hold others to a little different standard. We're not so willing to extend our grace in the same way that we want grace extended to us, in the same way that we want God's grace extended to us. So as we consider what it looks like to be thankful for one another, I think a great place to start is where Paul began. To be thankful for God's grace that they've received through Jesus Christ. When we begin to look at others through that lens, then our thankfulness ought to grow. When we realize they have the same grace and the same need for grace that we do, we ought to grow in thankfulness that God has extended His grace and that many have accepted it. And I know there are many out around us that, well, they ignore God's grace, they reject God's grace, they don't do anything with it. And God does tell us to love our enemies, those that have not yet participated in receiving, accepting the grace of God. But that, unfortunately, is not the only group that we struggle to love, that we struggle to be thankful for. We live in a time and an era, and regardless of when you hear this, whether it's now when it's being recorded or whether for some strange reason it's preserved and you're listening 100 years from now, this idea of conflict has existed in the hearts and minds of mankind from the time Adam and Eve sinned until the time Jesus returns and restores all things to Himself. And so we need these reminders to be thankful for one another, because there are those within the church congregation that you attend that you're probably not all that thankful for, or that at the very least you struggle to be thankful for. And some it's just because you don't know them. Some might be because you know them too well. But we often measure that based on what they're able to contribute, either to us or to the church or to whatever cause that we deem important. But what happens when we begin to look at them through the eyes of not only a need, but of receiving God's grace through Jesus Christ? We ought to grow in thankfulness for one another as we learn to give thanks for the grace that has been given to them, the grace that it resides in them. When we begin to see what God has given, we ought to grow in thankfulness. And what an incredible exercise to begin to open our eyes and deliberately look beyond what God has given us. I mean, sometimes that's kind of where we settle in and focus on, and our thankfulness to God grows out of what He's given us, and we ought to be thankful for that. But what if we deliberately look at what God has given others? And many times it's the same things that He's given us. The core of it comes from the same source. But to consider God's grace in the lives of others, to recognize the old phrase that I'm not what I ought to be, but thank God I'm not what I was. And we can apply that to our own life and kind of rationalize attitudes and actions and words that aren't as righteous as they ought to be, and we can be thankful for God's grace that helps us cover those growth areas that are needed. But how about looking at others and recognizing that while they're probably not fully what they ought to be, thank God they're not fully what they were. Thank God for His grace being lived out in their life that allows them to walk with Him even when there's slips and falls and stumbling within that journey. What an incredible shot in the arm to a body of believers anywhere when we begin to adopt God's word as the foundation for how we treat one another. And we begin to learn to be thankful for others. All others. And we're able to do that because we're thankful for God's grace given to them in Christ Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible. You've called us to Yourself and You've given us a great gift. A gift that we obtained through Jesus Christ, a gift of grace. A very much undeserved gift. A gift that we could not earn even if we wanted to. But a gift that is ours to accept through Jesus Christ. And Father, as we live with an awareness of how much we rely on Your grace, may we grow in thankfulness for others. May we look not simply at what Your grace has done in our life, but may we be more deliberate in seeing Your grace alive in the lives of others. May we be thankful for Your grace poured out into their life. And may this growing awareness of Your grace help us to be more considerate. Help us to be more kind. Help us to be more forgiving. Help us to be more loving. And Father, may we not only learn to be more thankful for others, but learn how to better express that thankfulness. That people would live life knowing that there are those around them that are thankful for God's grace in them. Father, we live in such a time that conflict is everywhere. And it's so easy to become discouraged, to as the psalmist would say, to become downcast within our soul, within our spirit, within our being. And we begin to feel isolated and all alone, and all of those tactics that the enemy puts in our mind and our heart to convince us that we don't belong. And then there's Jesus calling us to a life of thankfulness for one another. A thankfulness that ought to encourage and ought to lift up and ought to build up the lives of others. And so, Father, today as we seek to grow in thankfulness for Your grace in the people around us, may we also grow in our expression of thankfulness. As Paul opened this letter and began with this very idea that I thank You for Your grace given to the people that I'm close to the people that I care about, to the people around me, to all who would receive it everywhere in Christ Jesus. So, Father, today may our thankfulness be evident. And may that growing thankfulness help us to live with a greater awareness of your grace. And may that awareness not just be focused on what that means in our life, but may we be aware of your grace being given to all who would call upon the name of Jesus. And may we lift him up in everything that we do and say. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.